What in your life is non-negotiable? What are the things that you do for your own personal well-being? You know, oftentimes, the idea of being nice to ourselves is something that sometimes is overlooked. So to be nice to ourselves is to recognize and practice the simple things that make us feel well. They don't need to be grand. They don't need to be life-changing. They could be walking the dog in the morning, reading a book, calling home. I think for me, when we bring that idea front and center, to be nice to ourselves, having these daily non-negotiables that make us feel alive, that make us feel at our full capacity, then you actually make your well-being a priority. You're saying, you know what? I'm important enough to not make the time, but to create the time. And often when we do so, it allows us to show up even more for others. And it actually empowers the idea that niceties aren't just pleasantries. To embody the qualities of being a nice person actually gives it a bit more definition, a bit more understanding, a bit more ownership. Right? That sense of, I can own what is it that makes me show up in this world in a way that is enjoyable for me, empowering for me, and I can use that positivity to connect with others. And I think everyone should have daily non-negotiables. You know, ones that aren't just hygienic, ones that aren't just kind of life administrative. Non-negotiables that actually make you feel well, feel alive, that actually have no grand plan or bigger picture. There's no end point or destination for it. You know, I have mine. You know, a few of them are pretty simple. Make time to read something. Spend some time alone. Drink some water. And they might sound so simple, but I know what it feels like when I don't do them. I know what it feels like when I don't have any time to myself in a day, or when I haven't drank any water. By having these approaches of non-negotiable in your everyday life, and when we do them regularly, and they become a part of our daily routines and practices, they become ritualized in a way where we take the insights that we get from practicing them. And the magic is that we become aware of when we're not. We become really aware of how it makes us feel when we don't have the time for our well-being. And I think it's all part of our own personal growth, our own self-awareness. and it's a choice that we make to create these priorities for ourselves. And it's something that I believe is worthwhile to try. So today's practice is this. Take a moment to recognize three things in your life that are non-negotiable for your well-being. And it could be some of the things that we've already talked about. Going for a run, walking your dog, drinking water, spending time alone. And commit to doing them today, tomorrow, and for the rest of the week. Make these non-negotiable, even for a few days. And see if you could notice the impact that they have on how you feel and how you spend the rest of your time. And you may just realize that by putting these little things into your everyday, the impact is huge. So figure out what those three things are. Maybe even write them down. Maybe share them with someone in your life. And put them into practice today, tomorrow, and the rest of your week. Let this be your good intention. Create these non-negotiables. And let that be your practice.